Jason Athelson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And Savannah's in from Parks and Rec this morning. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Always good when you get to stop by and tell us about what's happening around St. Louis.
Yeah.
And you said movie nights are a big thing right now.
Yeah. So we are currently in our summer movie series, and we have our final one coming up this Saturday at the Jack House Gardens. And it's free for all ages, and you can bring a picnic, chairs, mm-hmm. blankets, and hang out on the grass and watch a movie. We're going to be watching Wreck-It Ralph.
Is that Wreck-It Ralph Breaks the Internet? Or is it the original one?
I think
one?
It's the original
oh,
one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, yeah, if you haven't seen that, super cute. I saw it when it came out, and I really liked it. So, yeah, it'll be really fun. Saturday, August 17th. It starts around dusk, so I'm saying, like, 8:20,
okay.
8:30-ish. But, yeah, so.
And that's the last one of the season.
Yeah, this is the last one for the summer.
Okay, because the school's starting up. It seems like it's early.
It seems like it's so early. Like, I have a couple friends that are teachers in other parts of California.
Right.
And, like, yesterday was their first day. Or Monday was their first day.
What happened to September?
I don't know. And, like, when I was in school, we started, like, August 26th. And then that first weekend was Labor Day. So we were always happy, like, oh, our first weekend of school is 3 days.
Right.
And even then my mom would always say, well, why don't they just start you after Labor Day? But
that's
I don't
know,
now it's super early.
That's the way it used to be. And I mean, it's always, every year it's grown. Like when I was in school, we started in October and finished in February. I mean,
whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, it's like you just didn't go to school.
That's an old joke. I know we've got night golf coming up, and that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, so all through the fall and winter, we have our night golf, and it goes with the full moon, so you'll have a little bit of light out there. But, yeah, our first one of the fall is going to be September 26th at the Laguna Lake Golf Course, and it is only $10 a person, and we have all the glow-in-the-dark equipment, so
right.
all the... stick thingies, right. what it is called.
Stick thingies.
Clubs. We have the clubs, the balls.
No, you don't have the clubs. You got to bring your own clubs.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to have your own golf clubs, but you have the glow-in-the-dark balls, and you have
flashlight. Yeah. The
stick thingies are the pins, so everything glows in the dark.
Yeah.
You want me to take this one? Okay. So
you seem to know more than I do.
It's September 26th. I've been to a whole bunch of them. It's one of my favorite things. If you've never played night golf, you need to give it a try. It's a lot of fun. You do need to bring your own clubs, but you've got clubs. It helps if you got a flashlight,
yeah.
but they usually have some they can hand out as well.
Yeah, a headlamp is like what we recommend.
Yeah, headlamp is great. That's what I take. I actually have a headlamp that I can push a button. It'll give me a UV headlamp on it.
Wow.
And then I can actually charge my ball up just by holding it in front of the headlamp.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because they'll give you a glow-in-the-dark ball, a little flashlight, a UV flashlight that'll make it glow.
Oh, okay.
And then you're looking for the pins is what you're thinking about. The pins glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah.
They're down there in the holes.
And those are new. We just got, like, brand new ones last fall.
Uh-huh.
So they're all replaced, so you can see them out on the, I was going to say field.
Yeah.
out on the greens.
Out on the course. And it really is a good time. You can see a lot better than what you would think. And it takes away a lot of the pressure because all you can do is swing and then mm-hmm. watch where the ball goes. You really can't aim. You can't do a lot of that kind of stuff. So it's just like you're being, oh, let's relax and play golf.
Yeah, so that's going to be September 26th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And like I said, it's only $10 a person.
But bring your own clubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can call, if you don't want to go into the golf course to reserve your tee time, you can call 805-781-7309.
Now, Laguna Lake Golf Course is not always used for golf. There are a few rare occasions where you use it for something else. I know in the months to come, we'll talk about foot golf.
Football?
Football.
We're a mess today.
We are. We're really bad. Foot golf. But I know you've got a scramble coming up.
Yeah, so this is going to be our fourth year doing the September Scramble Kids Obstacle Course. And the reason that we started the event is September is Childhood Obesity Month.
Right.
And so we want to shine a light on getting your kids outdoors, getting them active. And so we team up with Coldwell Banker Premier Real Estate, our local San Luis office, and they help us put on this awesome event. We have usually over 400 to 500 people come out and run the course. It's for ages 5 to 13. And there are 13 obstacle courses built over about a mile path throughout the golf course. And they include a climbing wall, hay bale hurdles, tunnels, net climbs, balance beams, and a full-on mud kind of military-style run where you get totally messy at the end. And then around like 2 p.m., I think, the fire department comes out and they have their hose and they spray down the kids and it gets messy and fun and it's really great. And so it's only $10 per kid, or you can do a scramble family of like two or more, and that's $20. And yeah, it's really fun. We have some food out there and you can run the course I think as many times as you'd like. If parents want to run it with their child, you just all have to register and you get a shirt. And yeah, so we're excited.
It's always a great time to scramble. What's the date again?
It is September 28th.
Okay.
From like 12 to 4 p.m. There are four different times. So like the 5 to 6 run by themselves, the 7 to 9, the 10 to 13, because we don't want the big kids.
Right, trampling over the little kids out of the way. Okay, sounds like fun. Now, people want more information. How do they get a hold of all this stuff?
So you can head to our website, slowparksandrec.org, or you can go to slowrecactivities.org, and there will be a button up at the top that says sign up for the September Scramble.
Okay.
If you click that, the different age divisions will pop up, and you can read more about what is required and how much things cost and sign up all your kids. And then you'll pick t-shirt sizes and then you'll sign up there.
Wow, there's a lot involved, isn't there?
Yeah.
So you said it was National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. Parks and Rec has really got a lot of different activities for the kids that will, other than playing video games, that will keep them active, don't they?
Yeah. So right now our fall registration is open, so you can sign up for different sports. So we have, you know, adult sports, senior sports, and youth sports. We have things like tennis, soccer, golf lessons, gymnastics, tons of different things.
You got any pickleball?
Yeah, we have pickleball.
Because I know pickleball is like the hot thing for everybody right now.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff's on our website. We have drop-in sports as well, where you don't have to pay. You can just go meet some new people.
Mm-hmm.
And those are usually like, they meet one or two times a week. We have table tennis, dodgeball, pickleball, basketball, and I believe we have like a boomer softball drop-in.
Wow, you've got drop-in table tennis.
Yeah, at the Laguna or the Ludwig Community Center.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure about the dates, but if you go to our website and hit adult sports on that main slowparksandrec.org, they will have all the information for drop-in hours.
Oh, sounds good. Okay, that website to go, or where you go again?
Slowparksandrec.org.
All right, sounds good. Well, Savannah, thanks for coming in. We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.